And joining us right now at PMP Network is Ernie Hudson. And we all know him from many of his roles, including one of my favorites, playing Winston Zeddemore in the Ghostbuster films, and also the amazing job he did in Hands That Rocked the Cradle, playing the retarded handyman Solomon. That's the kind of things that I remember Ernie for. But he's got a brand new film out that I really loved. And folks, you got to check it out. It's called Everything's Jake. He plays a homeless man, but it's a very interesting story. And I challenge everybody out there to grab a copy of it, because it's an excellent film. Ernie, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. It's great to be here with you.
I really love that that movie. It's a nice one. It's something that people should go out there and get the video.
Yeah, you know, I really, when I first read the script, and I just, I love the character, and I love what the movie had to say. I think it speaks to the greater part of us. And, you know, we through the different screenings, people really respond well to the movie. I think it was difficult for the studios to get a handle on it, but because I think they were looking for the wrong thing. But I think it's a wonderful film, and I'm very proud of it.
Tell us a little bit about your background. I know you went to Wayne State, Yale School of Drama, University of Wisconsin, University of Minnesota. Tell us a little bit about how you ended up acting. I think you went to the Marines as well, right?
Yeah. I had, I think, you know, most of us, we're perpetually searching for, you know, purpose of what it's about, of what we... So I grew up in Benton Harbor, Michigan. You know, we were probably about as poor as you know, you can imagine. My mother died when I was 3 months old. I never really knew my father. My grandmother raised me. But I never had any plans of going to college or acting or anything. And then I, after high school, went to the Marines, but I had asthma, so I was discharged after about 10 weeks. And then I figured, well, I might as well get married, because, and so I got a job as a janitor and married. My wife was in the ninth grade, because that's where I came from. That's kind of the lifestyle that people did those, you know, live that way. And but then after a short time, my wife and I began to talk and began to just imagine something different. And I finally got into Wayne State and graduated and with honors, and got a scholarship to Yale. And I was there for a year, came out to California, and Gordon Parks was doing a movie called Lead Belly. And he cast me in the movie, and I worked in Los Angeles for a year, did a pilot for a series, and my ex-wife had gone on to college. She got her degree from Wayne State and then got her master's from the University of Michigan, and then she was working on a PhD at the University of Minnesota, and we were trying to hold the marriage together, but eventually it didn't work. But I went to Minnesota and got in school there, and once I realized the marriage wasn't working, I realized that it was really the acting that I wanted to do. So eventually came back to California and started working in TV and film, and really just been very, very fortunate, very blessed. When the marriage ended, we had two sons. We have two sons, and they came to live with me, to my surprise. But it's absolutely the best thing that's ever happened to me, and they're great guys. And I married about a year or so later after coming to California, and we're still together, you know, after 30 years. And
wow.
And we have two sons who are both in college, and you know, I've just been really blessed. And it's funny, because, you know, we look at our lives, and on paper, you think, whoa, this must have been very difficult. But in truth, I've always felt that I've had an amazing, wonderful, blessed life, and never, I don't want to say never suffered. We all go through our trials, but I've always, I just feel very fortunate, very blessed.
Now, either of your sons interested in showbiz at all?
Well, my oldest son was for a time, and he writes. He's a wonderful writer. He also acted. He was in the third season of Oz. We did a movie called Butter, and I think they changed the title, Never Too Big. He was in it with me, but he worked a fair amount, but he just couldn't stand the sort of waiting around that we actors have to go through. And, you know, he got his master's degree, and he's in physical therapy and martial arts, and he's always been into that whole physical training. My second son, he's in Trinidad now, but he's a musician, and he got his master's from Columbia. And the two younger boys are, you know, away in college. And I have four really, truly amazing sons. I'm so proud that they're really good human beings. I mean, not so much what they do in terms of profession, but just as people, they're really just nice.
Any grandchildren yet?
Yes, I have my oldest son who followed my pattern and had a son when he was 19. So I have a 20-year-old grandson.
Wow.
I know in the business you shouldn't talk too much about that, they say, because they suddenly perceive you differently. I don't think of age in terms of years. I also have three incredible granddaughters. Finally, we get daughters. I grew up with a brother, and I have four sons, so it's always been guys. But I have a three-year-old granddaughter and a baby who's 6 months old from my oldest son, and my second son has a two-year-old daughter.
Tell us a little bit about Everything's Jake. This is a really interesting character that you play. You play Jake in the film, and, you know, most people think, well, he's just some homeless guy, but he plays bongos for change and collects dog feces. But, I mean, this guy has so much more behind him, and it's a metaphor for many people out there who are on the streets at this point.
Yeah, I think so. And of course, it deals with a guy who's homeless, and that we have our ideas about homelessness. But it's a man who knows that he's not homeless. I tell my kids, you know, that you've always got to know who you are, and who you are is not your situation, because the situation can change. And the situation will change depending on how you see yourself. But here's a man who has dealt with his situation, but he still knows that he is, you know, that he's greater than that. He's more than that. And I think he's come to terms with it. So I think as a society, in my opinion, we really focus so much on our bodies and the comfort. And without those comforts, we feel that we have nothing and we have no value. But that's not really true. And I think Jake is one of those rare people who understands that. And what drew me to the character was his sense of just his of who he is and who, you know, we are as a people. And that's the amazing thing. And the movie is really about friendship, and eventually it's about betrayal. I just love that character that embodies that spirit. The Hand of Rocks at Cradle was another character that I really liked, because he really sort of embodied the better part of us, even though on the surface we'd say this man has no value because he has nothing. But in truth, he has a certain peace that we're all looking for.
Here, and he had substance as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I thought was really fascinating by this? I really love this film. A lot, you know, I get probably 60 DVDs a week, of which I review them, and only a couple of them really stick with me enough that I want to interview the people in them. And this was one of them. But one of the things I thought was kind of a bonus was the cast of this film. Yourself, the gentleman who plays Cameron, but I was looking at some of these people who I hadn't seen in years. Phyllis Diller, Debbie Allen, Dougie Doug, Stephen Furst from Animal House. What a cool cast.
It was a great cast, and I think a lot of it had to do with I think when you work in an industry and the love that people had for me, and, you know, these are people that I work with and who just said, Ernie, if you're ever doing anything, you know, we care enough, not just care enough about you to want to be in the movie, but here's a movie that wasn't paying. I think Phyllis Diller probably paid her way to New York to do it. I mean, I was doing a talk show with Phyllis, and she came up and said, I'm a fan, and, you know, I'd love to work with you. And so I said, oh, really? By the way, I'm doing this movie. But Debbie Allen, I had worked. We did the Michael Jordan story together. We did a movie called Women of San Quentin years ago. And so they were willing to sacrifice and come down. And Robin Givens, we almost had Isaac Hayes, but he had an engagement and the schedule moved around, so he wasn't able to do it. Lou Rawls.
I couldn't believe it. Lou Rawls, that was his last role.
Yeah, his last role, but he came down. I mean, he was working, but he took the time out and wrote a little song for the movie, and just a wonderful, just the kindness. And I think it has a lot to do with the movie and the spirit and what the movie was, you know, trying to say. And so Stephen first, I had worked with Stephen. He came out. So it was a Dougie Doug, who used to do the Cosby Show. Dougie does a wonderful job in the movie. And so it was just the kindness of people to take the time and to want to work on it. And I cared enough about the project to make those calls, because it's very difficult for me. But I felt this was worthy. Now, the producers, they brought the script to me. These are young filmmakers who had never done a movie. I didn't realize that at the time. But had never even been on a movie set. But they really, they wrote the script, and I think I just thought what an amazing script. I mean, it was their first script out of college. And I wanted to help them to realize this dream, and it's been a long time. Because I think the studios, some of the things they put in the movie, I think people go, oh, why would you put that? You know, how do you deal with, you know, I think there's a scene in prostitution that I think now that they're older, they might have dealt with a little differently, some of the things in the movie. But I think they tried to bring a certain honesty and a certain integrity to it that I think comes through.
I think it's a film that everybody should see. It's entertaining, it's intelligent, and it's well acted and well scripted, and people should check it out. It's called Everything's Jake, and it's available everywhere. I saw it on bestprices.com. It's on Amazon. It's all over the board.
Yeah.
Is there a website for you so folks can kind of check what you're doing out?
Yeah, you know, I don't sort of get in and work on it as much as I should, but they can find me at ernie-hudson.com. They can email me at ernie-hudson@hotmail. I try to be on. My computer skills are not probably what they should be, but in the movie is Everything's Jake Film, and I know you can order the film there. We're going to premiere it at a couple of theaters back east just so it can qualify for the awards, but it is available on DVD and. And I'm so happy that, you know, after a number of years, people will have access and be able to see it.
Now, you know, this is a serious film. The Hand That Rocks the Cradle was a kind of a great drama. What was it like to work in Ghostbusters? It might have been fun.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I always say there's only three reasons to work. One is you love the character. Or because it's a great role, or it's a lot of money, and you just say, you know what, this is enough money for me to, you know, change my lifestyle or whatever. But the other reason is because you love the people. And Ghostbusters is one of those films that I love, the guys, and I just love working with them and being a part of it. And now, almost 25 years later, the movie is still very popular, and people still respond to it, and I feel very blessed to have done it. But the reason for doing it is that I really appreciate Bill Murray's timing and sense of humor. Danny Aykroyd's a great guy, and there's a project that I have now called A Word of Promise. It's an audio version of the Bible. It's the New King James version of the New Testament. And Jim Caviezel, who I've known for a while, who was in The Passion of Christ, Ed Asner, Lou Gossett, Lou Diamond Phillips, Marissa Tomei, just a real Chris McDonald's in it, a real good, incredible group of people involved. And so it's done, you know, it's dramatized. We play different characters. I play Simon Peter. But it's projects like that you really... you want to see happen, because I think it does offer something more than just entertainment. It is entertaining, but I think you can take something more away, you know, from it.
Mm. Well, if you look at your body of work, there's been a lot of great films that you've been in and been part of. Things like Crow and Basketball Diaries and Wrecking Crew. Some great, great films that have been made that you have been part of. So, and I assume there'll be many, many more to come as well.
God willing, I love acting. I love being able to contact and to feel that, you know, we're connecting. You know, as a society, we're saying we're always teaching in our own way, and so this is sort of my ministry in a sense. This is you know what I've been given to do. And in the meantime, when I'm not working, I try to get around and meet people and, you know, speak. And I'm always available to come to schools and wherever I can, because I think that's so important that we, you know, we let people know our stories. We all have these unique stories, and it's important for the young people, I think, to know that there are other possibilities. So just saying to anybody out there, please get in touch. If you have an event you want me to come to, or because it helps me to see something beyond just Hollywood. Hollywood's very insular, and but there's a greater world out there than Los Angeles and New York.
Are you planning on coming to Boston anytime soon?
You know, I have no nothing set, but I'd love to come to Boston. I was there. I did a movie called Weeds years ago with Nick Nolte. It was a wonderful movie that didn't really get seen by very many people, but I was in Boston for, about a week or so, and then I've been there a few times, but beautiful city. And,
well, if you plan on coming here for any films, make sure you get a hold of PMP Network. We'll set you up in a couple of high schools to come down and talk to some of the kids.
It'd be great. I'd love to. So,
it was a pleasure to talk to you. I know you got a radio show you got to do as well, so...
Right.
Thanks so much for taking some time out. And folks, go out there and get Everything's Jake. And in fact, go look at some of the catalog that Ernie Hudson has done and check it out. Ernie-Hudson.com. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Take care.